Lynn Boylan, the MEPs debated the Brexit vote in the House of Commons here. That debate has been held in the European Parliament in Strasbourg. What did you think of the debate and the opinions that were expressed by the MEPs and indeed by the Commission?
Well, I think what was very interesting was that the Tory MEP Saeed Kamal was very measured compared to the last time he spoke on the issue of Brexit in the Parliament. He was quite confrontational. So I think that kind of gives you a sense of the fact that maybe within some of the ranks of the Tory political party, that there's a realisation that there's no need to be so adversarial with the EU because they've kind of realised that the EU is holding firm. So I thought that was quite interesting in how measured he was. But I think the most significant part of the debate was that the consistency of everyone saying, look, it's fine, if you need more time, that's grand, but you need to tell us what you want to negotiate over that more time, that you're not going to get an extension to Article 50 for the sake of it so that this chaos can continue. It's certainly the message coming from the EU and from the 27 is that, you know, you need to tell us what is it that you want, and then we can talk about extending the deal, or otherwise it's looking like it'll be a hard Brexit.
This was an interesting one, and it's obviously going to be particularly relevant over the next few weeks, is whether or not Britain will be given an extension to Article 50, in other words, more time before it leaves the EU. What's your view on what the majority of MEPs would be thinking about that now? Because all 27 member states have to sign off on that extension, don't they?
I think that if the British government were to come to the EU and say, OK, we've got a cross-party agreement on this form of a Brexit, but we're going to need more time to get it over the line, and they have very concrete proposals, I think that would be acceptable. I also think if they were to come and say, we're going to put it to the people, we're going to call another referendum, but we're going to give them the choice of the hard Brexit, the single market customs union Brexit, or no Brexit at all, I think that maybe also be acceptable. But if they just come and say, look, we just need a bit more time to sort it out, I don't think that's credible at this stage, because anybody who is watching what went on in Westminster would say that you're not going to get a deal unless there's some sort of red lines put down. And that's, we've gotten to the point now where I suppose the EU have put a red line around the backstop, but they're not going to extend Article 50 unless they see some sort of movement from the British.
But the alternative would be a hard Brexit, and that doesn't suit the EU 27 either. So you would have thought that, okay, maybe they mightn't think it's a very good idea extending an Article 50, but the alternative would be an awful lot worse.
I think, look, there is no good Brexit, certainly not for Ireland. We're most affected by a no deal or a very hard Brexit. But I think the reality is that you cannot allow that chaos to continue. It's bad for everybody. So while a hard Brexit would be really bad for the EU, I think allowing this chaotic shambles that's playing out in Westminster, that's only going to go on and go on and go on unless they're given an actual cliff edge to get their act together. So I think that the EU are aware of that and are saying, look, we don't need to blink on this, because yes, it will be bad for us, we accept that, but what would be worse is to have that chaos continue and continue. Does it continue into the European and local elections, you know, and then spill over into the debate? Do we have British MEPs coming in for half a term? So I think they're quite firm in that it will be bad, but we have to be prepared to take that, because if we extend it and extend it indefinitely without a concrete proposal, then that's just as bad.